Graham, we've spoken at length recently about your desire to stay at Durham. Unfortunately, it hasn't come that way, and this is now your final game for the club.
Yeah, it's been a pretty tough few weeks, if I'm being honest. It just wasn't to be. You know, I tried my best, and I think the club probably tried their best as well. So it's just unfortunate that this is my last game for Durham, and it's a pretty sad day. Sad week for me, but also I've had some pretty amazing memories in it. Hopefully, I'll be remembered for very much giving 100% and giving me all for such an amazing county.
Now, I know you were worried that people might see you being part of the exodus, but your circumstances are completely different. You're coming towards the end of your career, 35, and you wanted to stay at Durham. Have you said there's been a lot of reaction on Twitter today? People just really disappointed to see somebody who has meant so much to the club departing.
Yeah, and for everyone that sent me a message, personal text messages and messages on Twitter, I can't thank them enough. And without their support, from Durham support, members support, media, I've always generally been held in with high regard, and I can't thank people enough, really. As I said, it just wasn't to be. My career's coming. I've got an exciting few years coming up, and then into a potential coaching role, which I'm very passionate about, really. And my role now is, I suppose, the same as what it is here at Durham, is to nurture some young lads coming through, but also try and perform and, you know, win more trophies, really.
So that's another county championship side, rather than, for instance, going into a full-time coaching role at a cricket school?
I had desire. The big thing with this is I wanted to play two more years. Unfortunately, Durham couldn't give that to me, and I respect that. But from my point of view, I'm desperate to play two more years. I feel as though that's what I've got in me, especially the last, say, month of the season, where I generally have performed pretty well. And actually, when I haven't played the one-day cricket, I've actually played in the second team and I've done well as well. So I've bowled a fair number of overs, proving my fitness, and as I said, I want to go somewhere where I can win some trophies and be part of a good team.
Highlights from a Durham perspective: there's three county championships in there, a one day cup.
Yeah, all the trophies that you win, and it was funny. I sat down with Dave Harker just a few days ago, actually, and I kind of reminisced a little bit when I sat in Austin's the bar, and Jeff kind of gave me a contract with my mum on one side and my dad on the other. And Jeff saying, look, do you fancy being a professional cricketer? And of course, I was going to go to uni at the time. And I looked at my mum and dad and said, well, can I play? And they said, of course you can. And then from then on, I basically signed my first professional contract with Dave Hawker being involved. And it was a really quite a sad day, actually, quite an emotional day when we just decided that, you know, we've talked a lot and we couldn't get anything sorted. And it was just time to move on, really. As I said, it's a real shame, but I can't thank people who have supported me over the years. As I said, from members to all my players. Actually, I said a few words the other day, and I got pretty emotional, pretty upset. A lot of the guys that actually I've grown up with, and I've, you know, like Phil Mustard and Gordon Mitchell and Kyle Curter, all these guys that I've grown up with, actually weren't in that dressing room. So I thank them guys as well.